This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has canceled peace talks with Afghanistan's Taliban leaders after the insurgent group claimed responsibility for an attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier and 11 other people. Reuters' Sarah Charlton reports.
President Donald Trump has abruptly canceled peace talks with the Taliban after the insurgent group claimed responsibility for an attack in Afghanistan's capital that claimed the lives of a U.S. soldier and 11 other people. In a series of tweets, the U.S. president said he had been planning to meet Taliban leaders on Sunday at his Camp David compound. He said a separate meeting had been planned with his Afghan counterpart. But talks were immediately called off when the Taliban said they were behind Thursday's attack. The surprise announcement left in doubt the future of a draft plan, which would have seen thousands of U.S. troops withdrawn from Afghanistan in exchange for guarantees that the country would not be used as a base for militant attacks on the U.S. and its allies. U.S. officials had already voiced frustration with a recent spike in attacks by Taliban insurgents, who now control more territory than at any time since 2001.
That is Reuters' Sarah Charlton reporting. Hurricane Dorian is expected to move over or near the Canadian province of Newfoundland and Labrador Sunday and then enter the North Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center says Dorian is set to weaken to below hurricane strength today. The storm devastated the Bahamas, where thousands of people have begun the long and painful struggle to rebuild their lives. Freeport resident Valentino Burt says conditions on Grand Bahama are tough right now.
We don't have no power, no water, and it's hard to live over here. It's hard to live. We sleep outside. Even outside isn't even cool.
International search and rescue teams are looking for survivors. For all the latest news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. A senior minister of Britain's ruling Conservative Party has resigned because she does not think the Prime Minister is serious about creating a Brexit divorce deal. Work and Pension Secretary Amber Rudd says Boris Johnson is not working to secure a Brexit withdrawal agreement. Meanwhile, British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says it has been a rough week for the Prime Minister after several resignations by Conservative MPs and cabinet ministers and a rejection by lawmakers for a snap election in an effort to break the Brexit deal.
We're going to keep going on with the negotiations with the EU. We want a deal by the end of October, but we must leave come what may. I think the country otherwise will be drawn quicker into the quicksand, if you like.
Thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators in Hong Kong gathered near the U.S. consulate Sunday, urging President Trump to help liberate the city. Protesters originally took to the streets in June seeking the withdrawal of the extradition bill, which would have permitted criminal suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial in courts controlled by the ruling Communist Party. Last week, Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, announced that her government will formally withdraw the extradition bill. Demonstrators said Lam's move amounts to too little, too late. Republicans in three states won't have presidential primaries in which to choose their candidate this election cycle. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Republican leaders in Nevada, South Carolina, and Kansas have voted to scrap their presidential nominating contests in 2020. While the move is not unheard of for the party of a president seeking a second term, it prompted former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld to ask, "What is Donald Trump afraid of?" In a statement, he calls voting the ultimate right of speech in America. Weld is one of a handful of Republicans thought to be possible challengers to President Trump for the Republican nomination. Like Weld, former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh has formally declared his intentions. He told CNN that his campaign would fight South Carolina and any other state that considers doing this. Ben Thomas, Washington.
China's trade with the United States is falling sharply as the two sides prepare for more negotiations. There is no sign of progress toward ending a worsening tariff war that threatens global economic growth. Imports of U.S. goods fell 22% in August from a year earlier. Exports to the United States, China's biggest market, sank 16% under pressure from punitive tariffs imposed by President Trump in a fight over Beijing's trade surplus and technology ambitions. The Chinese government has agreed to narrow its trade surplus with the U.S., but is reluctant to give up development strategies it sees as a path to prosperity and global influence. For more on this story or any of today's top news stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA 1.